880 AM, The Biz, South Florida's only all-business station, welcomes you to Freed on Business. He grew up in South Florida, has been in business here since the early 1990s, and has closed over $1 billion in deals. He's seen it all. He always has an opinion, and he's always ready to share it. Informed, entertaining, and connected, he has his finger on the throbbing pulse of South Florida's business community. He's Jim Freed, exclusively on 880 AM, The Biz. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, here's your host, Jim Freed.
All right, Wanda has pointed at me, which means everybody out there must be able to see me. Don't use that finger this time, Wanda. No more of that. Now, we've got a great show today. We've got my good friend, Scott Belinda Sim, on. They spell it sign, but it's really Sim, right? Yes, they're right. Both nodding. Oh, she even got, oh, yeah, that's right. You know, now you've been on the radio, Belinda.
Yeah.
All right. And we're going to talk about hot markets, commercial and residential, close into Miami, Coral Gables, Coconut Grove, South Miami, Pinecrest, the roads everywhere. So stick with us. We've got a super awesome show today. Wanda, take it away. It's yours. All right, rocking it out with the king and my queen, Wanda. Thank you so much. Hey, when you're looking to buy or lease a car, you want to get every advantage that you can. That's why you have to check out Warren Henry. Land Rover, Range Rover, Infiniti, and Jaguar. Exceptional cars, they all come with the Warren Henry Advantage. That means complimentary dent repair, key replacement, first service, red cap service, and a personal assistant. You can call for anything, anytime for 4 years, so join me as a member of the Warren Henry family. Always the best price, always the best service, always Warren Henry. Wanda, give me the king.
Sandra Goldstein, and I'm a CCIM. Perhaps you've seen commercial real estate professionals wearing a gold and red pin and the letter CCIM. CCIM stands for Certified Commercial Investment Member, which means that every CCIM has completed a PhD level of education in real estate and experience. If you demand a board-certified physician to maintain your health, why don't you consider asking for a Certified Commercial Investment Member to maintain your wealth? To find out more or talk to a CCIM professional, Google us at CCIM Miami.
All right, everybody, where do you go when the traditional bank is saying no and you don't qualify for a Fannie Mae loan? If you've got a story to tell and your loan scenario doesn't go in the standard box, what do? You call me, Jim Freed, at 305-773-6300. Why? Because we specialize in the hard-to-do loans. That's right. I'm with Spectrum Mortgage. Bob and Milvia, I've known them for 10 years, and they've been in the business for 25. That's right. They know how to crack the code on getting you your residential mortgage. Hey, you think you're perfect, but you did a short sale. You're not so perfect. You're a non-resident foreign alien and you want to buy a condo. Maybe you want to buy a second home in an LLC. Well, I can help. Need a hard money loan or a private loan? Need a little bit of extra equity to get across the finish line? I do that stuff too. You give me a call at 305-773-6300. Again, 305-773-6300. Because when you call me, it's all about you.
I drive for a living. I need my traffic reports.
Their traffic reports always get me to work on time.
Traffic, weekdays on 880 The Biz, where money talks. You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
All right, we're back, and we're going to talk close-in residential markets with apparently the top residential broker in Miami and Coral Gables. We're going to figure out that's Belinda Sim. Spelled sign, but it's Sim, right, Belinda?
Correct.
Okay, and she's here with her lesser half, would you call that? With Scott. Scott Sim, he's her husband. Let's call it what it is. And Scott, you know who's in charge, because Scott, his resume is like 2 pages long. She's got like 4 lines. But who's the one that sells all the real estate? We're going to find out right now. Scott and Belinda, welcome to the show.
Thank you.
Thank you.
All right. See, they're already laughing. I told you it would be a lot of fun. Now, let's talk a little bit about let's first put down the credentials. Scott, I joked a little bit about your background. Tell us a little bit about where you're coming from and this angle. Then I want to get to Belinda. First of all, where are you from? Miami? Grew up here?
Both natives.
Yep. Yeah.
I've been here since 1962. Grew up on Key Biscayne. From 62 to 82. Went away to college. Came back and moved into Coral Gables, and have been there ever since.
Well, let's talk to the boss, okay? Belinda, where did you grow up, and how long have you been in Miami?
I'm born and raised here, so as my father was born and raised here also, and I grew up basically in horse country. We had horses and stuff, and just love Miami.
Oh, that's my kind of girl right there. And Scott, when you were growing up here in Miami, you did something pretty famous. What was that? Okay, it was the Silver Knight. I'll throw it out there. What did you possibly win the Silver Knight in?
Well, they used to do a lot of...
You're really proud of this, aren't you?
Yeah, no, I was involved in sports. I wrestled in high school. I played football and maintained a decent GPA.
And so you went to that big, big athletic big powerhouse?
Coral Gables High School.
And where'd you matriculate to here? Powerhouse, man.
Well, Key Biscayne had no high school, so we had to, I guess they bust us, off the key. I went to Carver for 7th grade.
Oh, sure.
I went to Ponce de Leon High School, and then I went to Coral Gables, and then I went to Duke on a football scholarship, and I played there under Coach Steve Spurrier.
I was going to say.
You're a Florida guy.
I am.
Spurrier was just getting into coaching, and that was a fun time. He was a wonderful, wonderful person to play for, so we had a great time there, and then graduated and went to UM, got my MBA at the University of Miami.
No, very cool. Now, and then you got your real lesson at the School of Hard Knocks at that company with the green. What happened over there?
So I worked with C.B. Richard Ellis as a broker, pretty much an industrial broker for 7-8 years. And then we did well. We worked a lot of business out in West Dade, built a big team out there. And then to my... dismay was asked to get into management. So,
oh, God, I know all about that. I ran Grubb & Ellis. Boy, what a mistake that is.
Yeah, so all the guys that I knew throughout the state that were in management said, don't do it, don't do it. I said, I've been broken for a while. I'd like to change it up.
And You should have called me.
Yeah. So I moved from West Dade, moved from that office down to Brickell, and ran the C.B. Richard Ellis as their managing director down here for 10 years.
Now, Belinda, you've been selling homes and residential property for how long? And
about 19 years.
And... Oh, shoot, Scott. This is the brains of the operation.
So started from EWM to Avatar, and then Scott and I said, let's start our own thing, and that's what we did.
Okay, now let's talk about that for a minute. Let's talk about this. You're Scott's PR in the 97 homes in how many years?
2 years.
2 years?
Yes.
How do you do 97 homes in 2 years? I'll allow you to discuss. And then I'm sure the operations director would like another bite at the apple.
I have a great team that helps me. 4 buyer's agents that help me and 2 assistants. And it's been great.
Okay. Now, we know she's modest, Scott. Right, so why don't you fill in the blanks here?
So, we talked about, the institutional brokerage world. And, they spend a lot of money on training and they send you away to places and but what she does in the business is very natural. She's a natural at the business. She's never had any formal training. She's also not afraid to work. She works every night till 1:30. She works 7 days a week. I've never seen somebody work that hard, and I feel guilty.
He's yeah. my best cheerleader.
Yeah, he's pretty good. He's pretty good, too. So I want to start. We've only got a couple more minutes in this segment. We've laid out the bona fides. I do want to give some people in this segment some information they can take action on. So let's talk about where the opportunities are. It's sort of where we touted the show. Residential opportunities, and then a couple commercial, and then we'll take a break, and we'll go back and discuss them some more.
If it was me, I would invest in anything right now that's a great location, because I think the market is going to change a little bit. Condos I'm a little afraid of, just because there's so many condos right now.
Sure.
So, you know,
But you can buy the right condo in the right building, too.
You can. Okay. You can, definitely. But, you know, you just have to buy it right. You have to buy it right, because there's a lot of inventory right now. So, you know,
it's... People need a professional to kind of divine where they should be, kind of getting the softball there.
Yes, and guide them in the right direction.
There
Absolutely.
You go. There you go. There you go. Now, Scott, how about some commercial opportunities? What are you seeing out there?
Yeah, I mean, we're very cautious right now. We're actually advising our clients to stay on the sidelines, quite candidly.
Truly?
Yeah.
Truly.
Yeah. We think the next move will be, you know, flat at best, and we're looking for a dip here in the next 12, 18 months.
Now, that's across the board on commercial. Is that industrial? Is that office?
I think it's in all markets. You know, I think we've ridden away for the last, you know, few years that for our liking as local, kind of in the know, hopefully folks, you know.
Well, you invest for your own account too, don't you?
We do.
Okay,
we do.
So you're seeing it from both sides. You're seeing yes. with a broker's eye, but you're also seeing it with an investor eye. So it sounds to me like you're using the similar principle that I use, that it's really all about your clients. It may not be the best for you today, but doing what's right by your clients is always best for tomorrow.
Absolutely.
All right. Well, Wanda, how are we doing on time for this? We got another couple of minutes here? Oh, give me the three fingers. And I'm supposed to read between. Oh, okay. Now, Belinda, who are some of the folks on your team? Let's give them a shout out.
Bettina Wessel, Sally Morris, Aurelio Rodriguez, and... Oh, I'm forgetting somebody. Who am I forgetting?
JB.
Oh, JB. Sorry, JB.
JB's obviously the most important person on the team.
Yeah. He's my favorite. No,
I'm just kidding. Yeah. You better say that. Scott, so you left CBRE about how long ago?
Maybe, ten years ago, yeah.
And how much business have you done since then?
We've done a lot. You know, what we've done, Jim, is we don't want to do every deal. We don't want to be... you know, have every building. We've really been more selective. You know, we've kind of created a model that works for us, you know, been doing this for a long time. So, you know, we try to work with private clients, you know, underneath the institutional scale, you know, $1 to $20 million is our typical client that we like to work with.
And you have also a management company. How many properties, how many square feet?
Yeah, we just manage our own stuff.
See, you know, I do my reading.
Yeah,
I do my reading.
Yeah, no, we have a portfolio of about 18, 19 properties.
You just do your own stuff, and you got 18 or 19 properties.
Yeah, but they're cats and dogs. They're not.
It's not, 2 million not, square feet. I
no,
looked.
No, but that's if you take into account the third-party service industry that we do.
It's not just for your own account. You see, I do a good interview occasionally.
Side, we don't third-party manage. Okay. So I want to clarify, you know, we don't manage properties for other people.
Okay, so the 2 million square feet?
That's going to be things like, you know, you talked about an opportunity. You know,
wait, is that stuff you own? Or?
No.
Okay,
no,
you see, I keep asking the same question and getting a different answer. You
right.
notice that, right?
Right?
Well, we're going to be back in a second. It's about time to go for a break. We'll let Scott figure out what he really means. And we'll be back after this. Wanda, it is yours.
I thought that music mattered. But does it bollocks? Not compared to how people matter.
Listen.
right, Wanda says it's time to talk. Hey, when you're looking to buy or lease a car, you want to get every advantage that you can. Belinda will be cranking up the music again for you to dance in a second. That's why you have to check out Warren Henry Land Rover, Range Rover, Infiniti, and Jaguar. They're all exceptional cars, and they all come with the Warren Henry Advantage. That means complimentary dent repair, key replacement, first service, red cap service, and a personal assistant. You can call for anything, anytime for 4 years. So join me as a member of the Warren Henry family. Always the best price, always the best service, always Warren Henry. Wanda.
Marketing. Espresso Content Cafe is a digital marketing agency specializing in brewing up very caffeinated email and social media marketing campaigns. We get your network of clients, prospects, and suspects hooked on your brand. We like to think of it as giving your marketing a double shot espresso. Take a look at our website and then give us a call so we can take your marketing to the next level. Go to www.expressocc.com or call Espresso at 305-507-7199. 305-507-7199.
Hey, give me a call if your loan doesn't fit into a box, if it's not a traditional bank loan, if Fannie Mae won't do it. Hey, maybe it's got to be a creative solution. Well, give me a call. I'm with Spectrum Mortgage, and we can do your loan privately or with some of the institutions we work with, and we've got the best non-resident alien program in town. Argentinians, Venezuelans, Peruvians, Brazilians, Russians, Canadians. Heck, I might even do an American. That's right. If you did a short sale, you fit in there too, Mr. American. Or maybe you don't have the perfect credit score. So give me a call at 305-773-6300. And if you're watching Facebook Live, just invert it. Put it in front of a mirror. That's right. 305-773-6300 gets you to me, Jim Fried, and I can help you get your residential or commercial loan. We're also one of the oldest private lenders in the state of Florida. We can do a bridge loan up to $10 million a deal. Hey, did your brother-in-law ask you for the money back out of the deal? Well, give me a call at 305-773-6300. Again, 305-773-6300. Why? Because when you call me, it's all about you.
Like money? Then don't move that dial. More to come on 880 The Biz. Where money talks.
You're listening to Fried on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Fried.
All right, we are back. We are having a great time. Belinda's obviously the boss and the personality in this conversation. We've got Belinda and Scott Sim. I always want to say Sim because I'm like a read it in my mind thing, but it's S-I-M-E, but it's Sim. It's like fried, but it's really freed.
That's right.
You can throw that at me anytime you want, and I'll go, finally, all right. Anyway, so we're here. We're talking about close-in residential and commercial real estate deals close into Miami because their specialty, Scott and Belinda's, is Coral Gables, Coconut Grove, Pinecrest, stuff like that. Belinda is a self-taught expert. Scott is a School of Hard Knocks expert. I think we'll agree with that.
Yep.
Okay. And now we're back. There you go. Oh, yeah. Knocking on wood for luck. That girl is, you're coming back. You want to be a co-host? You got that too. Now, let's talk a little bit about what a good location is. Now, we were talking about that you want to make sure the property's in a good location. Tell me what you think a good location is.
I think the Gables is a really good location, depending on the person too, because schools are really good in Pinecrest. But the Gables is coming back. I mean, we've gone up from last year to this year about 21% on a price per square foot, which is huge.
Wow.
From 2015 to 2016.
I'm forced to say, is that sustainable? No, what a concept.
Exactly. That's why we are looking on the sidelines a little bit.
So. Okay. Yeah. Okay. Now, we had a discussion in the green room before the show about what makes up a good location. And we were talking about Waze and all these Google Maps and stuff. And I'm talking about how people make this turn on the street that you don't even realize would be the right street. And I guess it's because it's a through street with no cul-de-sacs, I guess. But now, while that sounds like that might be a physically good street to locate on, do you take things like that into consideration?
Sometimes, but I think that's why it's important to get with an expert so that knows the area.
Oh, is she good? She's good. Never stop. Never more than 5 seconds. It's good to get with an expert, and all you do is sit and smile, Scott. Do you just put her out on like a fishing pole and just let everybody come? Come right and do a deal?
Absolutely.
She's amazing. 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 You're a lucky guy. Now, wait a minute. We came up with something where we knew somebody in common. Oh, it was Doug. That's who it
was.
Doug. You want to give him a shout out?
Hi, Doug. How are you? Say hi to Gigi.
There you go. And hey, Bruce, now you know who we're talking about.
Yeah.
Now, Scott, what makes a good location for commercial right now? A lot of people say it's signalized intersection, but that's just too easy. What's a good answer?
Yeah, it's an interesting question, and you know, I'm going to bring up a project that I think is a good location. It's called the offices at Palmetto Bay. We handle this project. It's the old Burger King headquarters.
Sure.
It's an 80-acre tract of land, about 300,000 square feet of beautiful waterfront office
space. I toured it when it was still owned, and now you're going to know I did. By the company in New York that held the bonds.
Okay.
Okay.
You're going way back.
Oh, well, Jim Fried lives in the Wayback Machine. I'm not supposed to refer to myself in the third person. I live in the Wayback Machine.
Right. So that project, you know, at the first look might seem like it's a bit south because it's down on Cutler, down around 176.
Right.
And
it was the end of the world 15 years ago during Hurricane Andrew. I guess that's 20 years ago. Yeah. Oh, my God. Yeah.
So what's happening is, you know, the traffic, the population growth, there's a reverse commute at that project. So, you know, I drove down there this morning. I took another broker down there because I wanted him to see one of our highlighted spaces. And the traffic was literally backed up from the project to the Cocoa Plum Circle. So what used to be a, you know, 15, 17-minute drive from Palmetto Bay to, let's say, the Gables or even to, you know, Brickell, has now become, you know, 45 minutes approaching an hour.
Well, and this drives into a theory that we've discussed before, not you and I, Miss, but you can get in on it too, is the theory of, you know, Mike Fay calls it the theory of donuts. I call it the theory of high-intensity, vertically integrated activity centers. And so you're 100% right. I think that if people can drive all of the uses in a certain little geographic area, people do not want to go there anymore. Yeah. I live in Midtown. I don't want to go to Coconut Grove or Coral Gables until 10 o'clock. And now it's till 11. And once I'm there, I got to leave by 2? You got to be kidding. So I agree with you, Scott. What are some other markets that you think are great like that?
Well, I mean, we do a lot in Coral Gables. We handle a 90,000 square foot Class B office building, you know, one block off Miracle Mile. And that market's very tight right now. There's 69 projects going up in the Gables. You know, everyone sees the construction on Miracle Mile. It's a
I just drove project. 27th and 37th, and I was with one of my residential development clients, and it was a crane here, a crane there, a crane here, a crane there. I said, anyway. I did that.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. I'm looking for my own, you know, here.
So there's a lot of people making big bets on the mile. some of the recent price points have been in the $800+ per square foot.
Oh, well, there's a lot of people that are aggregating on the mile, and they're anticipating the, can I say it, upzoning?
Yeah.
Okay, upzoning.
Yeah.
Well, that's the people don't get why people, what the eye seems to be overpay. They're betting on, that's what's going on in Wynwood too.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah, everywhere.
Yeah, so there was a huge jump there by way, you know, on Miracle Mile, you know, in the Gables. And we'll see, you know, time will tell. You know, we'll see if it happens. I mean, it's happening from a construction standpoint. The city's doing their part. They're doing the streetscape project, which is a beautiful redevelopment of Miracle Mile. They want to, you know, keep pace with the Lincoln Roads of the world to the extent that they're, you know, improving their infrastructure. What we need to find there is the right tenant mix. We need to find the right companies to come in because the, you know, the current tenant base there will not be able to.
No, it's going to turn over.
Yeah,
it's going to turn over.
Not going to be able to afford the rates that people are going to need to get when you're paying those kind of numbers. And those are, you know, a few years ago, those were $300 and $400 or $500 per square foot buildings, and now we've had a huge increase.
Well, because there's a limited supply. People are looking for a lifestyle alternative. They're looking to live in these vertically integrated neighborhoods. There's aren't a lot out of them. And each one that's developing has its own personality. Let's go through a couple of them. Lincoln Road. Mm-hmm. Wynwood by Panther Coffee. The regentrification of Coconut Grove in general and the restaurants on Commodore Plaza in specific. Listen to me, I'm talking about all the places I live.
Right.
My God, I must live in heaven. I guess I do. High five to me. High five to my wife for letting me, right?
Exactly.
Now, Pinecrest. Pinecrest really doesn't have an internal, well, I guess they sort of do. It's on Federal Highway. Listen to me. That just traded too, right?
I think it did.
And I did downtown Dadeland. Listen to me, I did downtown Dadeland. I did Toscano in downtown Dadeland, so I like that.
Yeah.
Kendall, the thing at the intersection, just traded in Kendall, so they're going to do one of these there.
Right.
The people want to do West Dade, or whatever they're calling, Doral West, or whatever it is. They want to do one out there. And high five to Codina, they're doing it in Doral, downtown Doral. We're going... Main Street, high five to the Graham companies for doing, so I guess I'm just making my own point here. Yeah. And so it seems to me, now they're doing all this new commercial development out by the Big Bend because that's the last place.
Right. There's no place left in Miami.
No.
Yeah, I think the US 1 corridor, if you go from Brickell down to maybe 57th Avenue, we were actually involved as a broker to sell the Metro Rail station at 27th Avenue and Dixie Highway.
No, I took a run at that like 15 years ago, okay. But the guy with the boxing club wouldn't throw in, and we couldn't make the deal.
Well, he didn't throw in this one either. But
not that I've worked on that, right?
Yeah. So we ended up bringing Grass River and Federal to the
excellent
table on
choice.
That.
High five to Barry. High five to Barry. Yeah. Barry's an old friend of mine from Grub.
Yeah. So they have a $192 million mixed use project planned for that site. But even if you work your way down, you just look at the individual buildings that have sold recently. It's really an area that's going through transition, and it's going to look a lot different in the next, 24, 36 months. 37th Avenue Metro Rail Station, the Concarlin site, it's under contract, should be selling soon.
Isn't the underground going there too?
And then the underline, yeah.
Underline,
whole underline.
We've had Megan Arden on.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's going to be she's great.
Working. High five to Meg on the underline. Yeah. It was her birthday recently, but I don't know her well enough on Facebook to wish her a happy birthday. I thought that was a little bit too much.
Yeah. No, they have big plans for the underline, so that'll be interesting.
It sounds great. Wanda, how much more time do we got in this segment? Oh, she gave me the peace sign.
The peace sign.
So we had a couple more minutes left. If you were looking to buy a house today, Belinda, given what you see in the supply and demand equilibrium situation, what would you look for a house that you were going to buy and live in for 10 years, let's just say? Because I don't think anybody that's doing spec should be playing right now. But if somebody's looking to buy a house, what's the good thing to look for right now?
Again, it depends on the person's situation. If they're a, empty nester, if they have children, depending on what they have, if they have children, I would look for, some land. Again, location, depending on their situation. If it's all about schools, then I would look at that. A lot of people, some people send their kids to private schools. If it's public schools, then obviously you can afford more for your money because then you're not paying all that money in schools. So, that's what I would say. It just depends on their situation. If you depending on the size of the house you want, the land, whatever.
Sounds to me like they need a professional person that does that because
absolutely.
It's absolutely impossible to keep track of all the stuff. It sounds like you really need an initial meeting, an expert. Well, I was going to say a decision matrix.
Yeah.
I'm like 2 MBA'd up for this. We're going to give it to Wanda. Can you stick with me for one more segment? We only talked about a half hour, but if this is great, if you could stay another 15 minutes or so, I'd really appreciate
sure,
that.
Sure, that'd be great.
All right, Wanda, we're going to toss it to Wanda. Stick with us because we're going to have more information that you can use to make your life better right now. Stick with us. The Sims, Syme Sims. I like to say I'm the Sy Sims of real estate, but we'll talk about that around the break. Stick with us. We've got a great show. Hope you're agreeing. Back after this, Wanda, it's yours.
Body crasher, penny snatcher. Call me up if you a gangster. Don't be fancy, just
us. So raise your glass if you are wrong. In all the right ways, all my underdogs. We will never be anything but loud and nitty gritty, dirty little freaks. Won't you come on and raise your glass? Just come on and raise your glass. Slam, slam, oh hot damn. What party, don't you understand? Wish you just freak out.
Oh, Wanda, you used the R-rated version. High five to you. You know, I want you to know is that Belinda loves this.
It's actually not the R-rated one.
Oh, well, good. Then we can do the R-rated Facebook
then. It doesn't
then.
Say explicit.
Oh, as long as it doesn't say explicit.
It doesn't say explicit.
High five. You know, when you're looking to buy or lease a car, you know, you like the way I just flipped into that? Hey, when you're looking to buy or lease a car, you want to get every advantage that you can. That's why you have to check out Warren Henry, Land Rover, Range Rover, Infiniti, and Jaguar. I'm sure Larry likes pink also. Exceptional cars, they all come with the Warren Henry advantage. That means complimentary dent repair, key replacement, first service, a red cap service, not pink service, red cap. And a personal assistant you can call for anything, anytime for 4 years. So join me as a member of the Warren Henry family. Always the best price, always the best service, always Warren Henry. Let's dance.
Friends don't let friends run their content marketing. Expresso Content Cafe is a digital marketing agency specializing in brewing up very caffeinated email and social media marketing campaigns. We get your network of clients, prospects, and suspects hooked on your brand. We like to think of it as giving your marketing a double shot espresso. Take a look at our website and then give us a call so we can take your marketing to the next level. Go to www.expressocc.com or call Expresso at 305-507-7199. 305-507-7199.
You know, I love Sandy. She does great constant contact. If you need a constant contact person, Sandy's the one. Hey, you know, if you're a non-resident foreign alien and you need a loan in town, you better call me. If you're a realtor or a broker that's working with one, then you really better call me because I can help you make a commission. Hey, Argentinians, Venezuelans, Bolivians, you know, Panamanians, Brazilians, Canadians, even U.S. residents, I can help you all get a loan. I can do a private loan. I can do a bank loan. It all depends on a whole bunch of things. But if you don't fit into the square box that your bank is trying to fit you into, then give me a call at 305-773-6300. Usually I say I'm going to go slow for the Jets fans, but that was pretty slow. But I'll try it again. 305-773-6300. And you give me a call because we'll do bridge loans up to $10 million a deal, maybe even bigger. We'll do a cash out on a purchase. We'll make loans to non-U.S. citizens. We'll do some construction loans. My team's been in this business for 25 years, and I've known them for 10. They're terrific. So give me a call at 305-773-6300. Again, the number 305-773-6300. Why? Because when you call me, it's all about you.
Every year in Florida, tens of thousands of children are abused or neglected. Many more continue to suffer because their abuse is never reported. In every case, there are signs. They may not be obvious. Reporting child abuse can save a life, and under Florida law, it's everyone's responsibility. Don't miss the signs. Report child abuse. Call 1-800-962-2873. Sponsored by the Florida Department of Children and Families, Lawrence Kids, the Florida Association of Broadcasters, and this radio station.
880 The Biz. Time saver traffic.
Busy in the MIA. 95 northbound slow from the 112 up past 151st. Palmetto's jammed up southbound between South River Drive and 36th. And stop traffic on 395 westbound between Biscayne and 95. And in Broward, we're looking at slow traffic on 95 northbound. There's an accident at Atlantic Boulevard. That's your South Florida traffic.
You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
All right, we're back. We've got the Sims for one more time. That's right. They're with us for one more segment. We've been talking about real estate opportunities in the close-end markets here in Miami. We're talking about Coral Gables, Coconut Grove, Pinecrest, Palmetto Bay, all points south. Do you do any work north?
Not too much.
That's okay. Yeah, that's okay. That's okay. Well, it's good to know where you're strong at and what you want to do and what you want to focus on. You're both from that south part of town anyway, so it's probably a good thing. Now, just to set the record again one more time, Belinda, you've sold how many homes for how much in the last 2 years?
We've sold about 94 homes. I think it was
97 homes from
the last 2 years.
About $100 million.
Yep. And how do you do that? It sounds like a whole lot of work for one little lady like yourself.
Scott helps. He's been helping.
Okay, good.
And my team helps. Okay. I have a great team that has really helped me out a lot. I have, you know, 4 buyer's agents, 2 assistants, and we work a lot of hours to get all everything done. Mm-hmm. So right now we have about 38 listings. So
Oh my God.
Yeah, so we have a lot of work to do with that. So trying to get them all sold.
You are going to get them all sold. I have that feeling. If any of them need financing and they buy you, let me know.
Absolutely.
Well, Scott, we talked about how you used to run the CBRE, how you grew up here, and how you also invest here. If somebody was going to bring you an investment deal right now that would pique your interest, what might it look like?
It would look like a profitable deal.
Okay. Well.
Yeah.
What kind of?
Yeah. I mean, it's very difficult right now. Everything we're seeing is low single digit cap rate. You know, what's been interesting for me is having spent most of my career in commercial, and then you know, with Belinda coming on in the residential, we now play in both of those spaces, and so we are seeing We've actually seen more opportunities in the residential side, single family homes. We've seen areas or situations where you know people need to sell. They want to do it quickly, and so we've bought some homes. You know,
look, you don't have to convince me. I moved from the Aztec Group over to Spectrum Mortgage because I saw an incredible opportunity in the all-cash buyer world where people close and then they immediately want to finance. We can help those people at Spectrum. And all those people go, what's the big capital need in Miami? I go, look, stand on I-95 and just raise your hands across the top of all those buildings. It's incredible real estate, and it all needs capital. And so we're doing that at Spectrum. If you need a loan, give me a call at 305-773-630. I couldn't resist. 6300. But we're doing buildings in all these condos. We're doing Brickell Heights. I've gotten about 10 submissions this week on just Brickell Heights alone. High five to Arden. Thank you, Arden. You're the best. And the Related Group, our sponsors at the Related Group. And we talked a little bit about the condos, which I think if it's good real estate, it's okay. If it's questionable, you may want to take a step back.
Yeah.
What do you think might be an emerging market? What do you think about Little Havana?
I mean,
the Rhodes.
Yeah. And well, the Rhodes, I think, is, I mean, as a local.
Now you're Rhodes, a local. Talk to me. People hire you because you're a local expert.
The locals.
Hold it. Hashtag local expert. Forgot that part.
The Rhodes to me is, for me, it's pricey for what it is.
Really?
Yeah, I think so. But you know.
To me, it's like pop right over on a $2 Uber into my office in downtown easy. I mean, I don't mind paying for that. What do you think?
I mean, yeah.
Is it because it's challenged school-wise or?
There's definitely a challenge with school. And I just think.
I'm such a residential realtor, aren't I?
But I just think the location of where it is, it's great because it's central to downtown. You're just outside downtown. But I think when you're.
Near the Greek Orthodox Church?
Yeah, that's true. But I think when you're there.
High five, Jim Engleton.
For me, I think it doesn't have like the services and all the things that you need.
Where's the new Publix?
Yeah, it's there. Yes.
Sorry.
Yeah,
sorry.
They're like, that's the highest gross Publix, isn't it?
I think the highest grossing Publix is the Dayland.
Oh, yeah.
Wouldn't doubt it. You know, the highest grossing, and now we're just sort of talking the highest grossing Fresh Market's the one in Coconut Grove. Yeah. Just imagine what's going to happen when that's the parts of pop over there.
I know.
Oh, my God, you already can't get through, but that's not what we're talking about. That's not what we're talking about. So the roads, how about South Miami, Tweener to Coral Gables, maybe?
That the High Pines area. That's
I don't know what to call it. I don't know what to call it.
That area.
Oh, now she's using her hands. We're getting close.
I'm Italian.
There you go. Zoom in on that.
So that area, the borders for the school, they just changed it. So now that's all Sunset School District. So that area has.
So really that's a good thing.
Yeah.
So I guess knowing the people on the school board also helps.
I won't go there. I'm going to go there.
That's okay. Scott, how about an emerging commercial market? Little River? I guess, well, you don't do much north. How about...
I'll tell you what I see. I see that.
Tell me, because I'm asking you.
Yeah, no, I mean, I see a redefinition of that US 1 quarter.
Like the nasty industrial over by the Bakery Center? The yes. 12 feet that are left there?
Yeah, I mean, I see that all.
I love that. The car repair place?
Yeah.
I mean, but...
Yeah,
but
the Ford, where the Ford used to be, like where they used to have all their cars there? You know where you're talking about?
Oh, no, yeah, that's different.
Yeah,
that's different.
That's going multifamily.
Yeah, that's yeah, that's...
Yeah,
we'll talk about that after I'm off the air because I'm about to close that deal. But okay. We'll talk about that off the air.
Well, I know about that deal too. So,
all right, good.
But that's what I'm talking. I'm talking about where you're seeing, you know, large vacant parcels of land along US 1. Many of those are either under contract or being negotiated.
Those are called dinosaurs.
There you go. But I, you know, there's just a lot happening. You know,
US 1, forget about driving on US 1, bro.
Right.
They're forcing you out of your car. In the next 5 years, you'll be taking Uber or you'll be on that thing and people will have showers in their offices. And that's just the way it is. Yep. Oh, my God. Listen to me. I'm such a futurist. Hold on. Let me put on my glasses so I can see the future. Oh, I lost my head.
Yeah.
so go ahead, Scott. What
no,
do you
I was
think?
Just going to say from a stability standpoint, you know, if you look at Gables, like the markets like the Gables.
Stability. Where, I like stability.
Yeah. So, you know, like a Coral Gables market. I mean, if you look at the growth out on Key Biscayne.
Imagine if people bought that industrial in Coral Gables that's now Madeira 1 and 2. I mean, come on.
No, you got the new Agave project, you know, the Mediterranean
awesome.
Village. Awesome.
Awesome.
$1.3 billion project that's going to be transformational. So our city, you know, our cities. I like Palmetto Bay. I mean, Palmetto Bay to me is a sleeper city because of this reverse commute. It reminds me a lot of, you know, Key Biscayne where I grew up, where it's, you know, very family oriented, very community oriented. I'm sorry.
Oh man. Oh man.
Yeah. But
big lots,
a lot of land,
and I don't mean that like at the retailer.
No,
I mean that if you got kids and they like to play football.
Yeah,
so tackle football.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. No, and I mean we've had 5 listings down there, and they've all sold like right away.
Can you do that again for me?
All right away.
No, you get like. I love this girl. Where did you get her?
Yeah.
How long have you guys been dating? You gonna marry her? Oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
25 years.
So that's okay. That's okay. You must have met when you were 10 years old.
Exactly.
There you go. There you go. I know how to handle that one.
I mean, West State is, as you mentioned, on fire. It's
I drove past Herbert's, and it's not Herbert's anymore.
No, it's a lot of wonderful things happening out there. You know, to me, you know,
about transformational.
Talk about traffic.
Well, you can do that too.
Yeah.
It actually was talking to, as I said, I was driving around right around here with one of my residential development guys just the other day, and they said, well, I'm not sure. This is a tweener. I said, there's downtown. How long do you think it takes to get there from Doral? Hmm. They said, okay, kind of like the site.
Yeah.
You know, so that's another tweener market is this like Blue Lagoon area. It's just cranking with all these good jobs, but I guess there's really no place to live around. Like, well, I guess Coral Gables is sort of close, no?
Not too far. Not too far.
Yeah, you have the city of Miami between where we're, you know, the airport and Coral Gables.
And these exits they're making, they're plumbing this whole thing to just explode again. Well, listen, we're getting close to the end of this segment. I'd like to kind of wrap it up. How do people get in touch with you? Scott, you got any other points you'd like to make before we kind of wrap it up?
No, I mean, I don't. I don't have anything.
I was pretty good then. I nailed your notes without even seeing them.
Got me good.
Pretty cool. Pretty cool. I love doing that. Belinda, anything else you want to talk about?
No, it was great. Love being here. It was a lot of fun. Hopefully we can come back again.
Oh, you sure can after all that dancing, girlfriend. For sure you can. For sure you can.
And snapping.
Oh, you're snapping. Now you're definitely coming back. Wanda, we're going to go to break. What do you think? You about ready for that? We'll be back. We're going to talk about what's going on with Vivian's kidney transplant right after this. We're going to have an event coming up. We got all kinds of great stuff happening for Vivian. So stick with us. You'll hear about what's going on with my lovely wife, Vivian. We'll be back after this talking about her transplant. I want to say thanks to Scott and Belinda Sim. Looking to doing business. Looking forward to doing business with you guys real soon.
Likewise. Thank you.
Feel that hot blood in my body when it drops. Ooh, I can't take my eyes off of it. Moving so phenomenally. Come on, like the way we rock it. So don't stop. And under the light.
All right, they're all bouncing in here for some reason. I guess this must be a really good popular song. Hey, when you're looking to buy or lease a car, you want to get every advantage that you can. That's why you have to check out Warren Henry. Land Rover, Range Rover, Infiniti, and Jaguar, they're all exceptional cars, and they all come with the Warren Henry Advantage. That means complimentary dent repair, key replacement, first service, red cap service, and a personal assistant that you can call for anything, anytime for 4 years. So join me as a member of the Warren Henry family. Always the best price, always the best service, always Warren Henry.
I don't need no reason, don't be control. I fly so high, no ceiling when I'm in my zone. Cause I got that sunshine in my pocket, got that good soul in my feet. I feel that hot blood in my body when it drops. Ooh, I can't say.
I'm Sandra Goldstein, and I'm a CCIM. Perhaps you've seen commercial real estate professionals wearing a gold and red pin and the letter CCIM. CCIM stands for Certified Commercial Investment Member, which means that every CCIM has completed a PhD level of education in real estate and experience. If you demand a board-certified physician to maintain your health, why don't you consider asking for a Certified Commercial Investment Member to maintain your wealth? To find out more or talk to a CCIM professional, Google us at CCIM Miami.
All right, we just said money here in the room. And what is money? Money is what I do. That's right. If you're looking for a loan, I can help you. If your traditional bank says no, if you're not going to qualify for Fannie Mae, if your loan isn't standard and won't fit into the box, give me a call. I've been working with the folks at Spectrum Mortgage for more than 10 years, and they've been in the business for 25. They're the pros at providing non-QM portfolio bank loans for jumbo borrowers. What does that mean? That means we can help you. That's right. If you're a non-resident foreign alien, Argentinian, Venezuelan, Brazilian, Peruvian, Russian, Canadian, Colombian. Hey, if you're a U.S. resident and you got a bad credit record or a challenge, or maybe this is an investment property, maybe you want to buy it in an LLC, call me at 305-773-6300. Give me a call because I can help you. If you need a private loan, we can help you with that too. Maybe your brother-in-law wants his money out of the deal and you need to do it now. Maybe you need a bridge loan up to $10 million. We'll make loans to non-U.S. citizens. We'll even do certain construction loans. We'll issue an approval that day and close within a week. That's right. So give me a call at 305-773-6300. Again, 305-773-6300. Why? Because when you call me, it's all about you.
I drive for a living. I need my traffic reports.
Their traffic reports always get me to work on time.
Traffic, weekdays on 880 The Biz, where money talks. You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
Hey, that's right. We're back, and I'm doing photos with my friends, the Sims. We're going to have a great time, and they were terrific guests. I do hope you will come back. We had a great show, lots of great information, but more than that, you're my most dancingest guest that I've had. Thank you so much. I really love having you guys.
Yeah,
now, it's my pleasure.
You're welcome.
Now, it's my pleasure. Thank you. Oh, yeah, Wanda, you're the one that makes our feet move. We do realize that, Wanda. Now, I want to talk a little bit about what's going on with Vivian. People need to understand that you only need one kidney to live, not two. And Vivian now hasn't peed in over a year. She has absolutely no kidney function, and she could not go to Yom Kippur services. She had to go to dialysis. So that's right. When at Yom Kippur services, you're praying for the soul of your dear departed parents, and she lost her father just a couple months ago. Vivian couldn't be there because she had to be at dialysis. So help me let Vivian be at Yom Kippur services next year. All you got to do is email r1125@renewal.org for more information. And you can help save somebody's life, somebody that's beautiful, somebody whose only reason for existing is to bring beauty and love to the planet Earth. Hold on, I'm going to change Facebook Live so they can watch me cry. All right, I'm back. So that's right. My wife, Vivian Freed, needs a kidney transplant, and you do not need to be a match. All a person needs to be is a qualified kidney donor. That's right. All you need to be is raise your hand and say, I believe, I love this woman. I think that I want to give the gift of life. And if it doesn't match Vivian, well, you actually get a bonus. You can save two lives. Because what will happen is you'll go into a paired donor exchange and somebody else will get your kidney and my wife will go up to the top of the list and God will send her a kidney back and then you've helped two people. So go to R1125 at renewal.org to get more information. That's right. If you wanted to get sealed in the book of life and you think that there's still an open item, just go to R1125, email R1125 at renewal.org. You go, Jim, you're really working it hard today. You're damn right I am, because I watched my wife collapse during the Yom Kippur holidays and just start crying. I'll admit it. Her dad passed away. Her mother weeks later had a debilitating stroke, and Vivian soldiers on. She has not missed dialysis, and Wednesday, before that hurricane supposedly was going to hit, she set a record at the dialysis place. She got dialyzed twice in the same day. I don't know how the heck she did it. And during that hurricane, she wasn't awake but for an hour to eat because she couldn't take it after being dialyzed twice in one day. My wife's a superstar. You think I work hard? I'm going to say a dirty word. Get your finger ready, Wanda. Bullshit. I don't work hard. Oop, Wanda had to hit the button. I warned you, Wanda. I warned you. I warned you. Sorry, John. I'm sorry, Jim. But this time I had to say it. It's just not true. You don't need two kidneys. You only need one. And you can go out and set the stage and be creative and show and be a great example for other people. You can't buy a kidney. You can't buy your way up the list. You can't go to some foreign country unless you want to roll the dice and bring something back. So we're sitting here at the Miami Transplant Institute waiting for a good Samaritan to donate a kidney to Vivian Freed. How much time do I have left, Wanda? Sorry about the bad word. I really just got ahead of myself. I really apologize. Did you get it in time? I'm going to keep moving. All right, so please email r1125 at renewal.org. We're going to have an event for Vivian here coming up in the next couple of weeks. It's invitation only. If you'd like to get invited, again, send an invitation request to r1125 at renewal.org. We'll get you invited to the event. We're going to be having it at the Astor Sales Center down on Merrick Manor Gallery. Astor Sales Group is putting this together for us. God bless all of them. What beautiful people, especially Ellie. I want to thank Ellie and give her a big hug for putting this on. It was supposed to be the night before the hurricane, but we postponed it because we wanted everybody to be safe and get their preparation done. But now, if you can help Vivian, just go to R1125 at renewal.org and ask to get more information. I want to thank our sponsors. First, I want to thank Scott and Belinda Sim for coming and doing the show. What amazing positive energy they brought. I want to thank the Related Group, Spectrum Mortgage, Warren Henry Automotive, Magnum Energy Solutions, Kind Snacks, the NFL Alumni, Bergstrom Center for Real Estate Studies, the Miami Marlins, CCIM, Kind Snacks, I said already, Espresso Marketing, Social Media 305, Lauren's Kids. I want to remind everybody, it's our eighth year. Why do I say that? Because the people I really need to thank are you, my listeners, for keeping us on all this time. Please go to our Facebook page and like our show. Tell your friends. Join our community. Give us feedback and comments. Tell us who you want to hear from. You can tweet me at Jim Freed, at Freed on Business. Facebook, LinkedIn, YouTube, the website. This show and all the others are up on the website. If you missed today's show, go to www.freedonbusiness.com. It'll be up on Saturday. This is Jim Freed for Freed on Business. Look for us on 8 a.m. next Thursday at 6. Why? Because I think it's obvious. I love doing this. Now go out there and find something. This is not a rehearsal. This is your life. The person that wants to do something finds a way. The other finds an excuse. Now go out there and make it happen. Wanda, turn up the music.
some bottom, so that the dancer just won't